musical Small Coleman. That was the nickname of Thomas Britton, an extraordinary figure in Georgian London. He was a charcoal merchant who'd moved from Northamptonshire to London to set up a business, buying a stable to use both as his home and his store. He soon became known for his fine singing voice, which he used as he went around delivering sacks of charcoal to his customers. Britton had an interest in the arts and in literature, and he spent any extra money that he had in amassing a library. Then, in 1678, he converted the loft of his house into a tiny concert hall. The room had a harpsichord and an organ with only 5 stops. The concert room was long and narrow, and to access the venue, one had to climb the external staircase above the coal store. It became a popular venue for chamber music concerts, attracting performers like Handel and Papusch. At first, the concerts were free, but eventually Britton held subscription concerts, but never at a very high fee. John Hawkins, a music historian of the day, wrote, "His mansion, despicable as it may seem, attracted to it as polite an audience as ever the opera did. And a lady of the first rank in this kingdom, the Duchess of Queensberry, one of the most celebrated beauties of her time, may yet remember that in the pleasure which she manifested at hearing Mr. Britton's concert, she seemed to have forgotten the difficulty with which she ascended the steps that led to it." Britton's death was peculiar. In 1714, Justice Robe, a magistrate and a regular concert-goer, decided to play a cruel practical joke on Britton, who was a very superstitious man. He employed a ventriloquist to project his voice and to tell Britton that he should fall on his knees and repeat the Lord's Prayer as his end was near. The elderly Britton was so distressed by this that he died a couple of days later. Here's a work by Papusch, which may well have been performed in Britton's concert room. It's the final allegro from his concerto for oboe in G minor, played by a group with an unusual title, the Harmonious Society of Tickle Fiddle Gentlemen. Allegro from Papusch's Concerto for Oboe. It was played by the Harmonious Society of Tickle Fiddle Gentlemen. FMR.